tough for the club, tough for the supporters, who really enjoyed watching Craig play. But first and foremost, tough for him. You know, he's obviously had plenty of time to think about this decision, and it couldn't have come easy. But you know, he feels he's made the right call for himself, and you know that's how it is. But yeah, sad news all around, really.
He did manage a few games after he got injured when he thought he'd come back. Was it just not working for him?
No, and I think it came to a head in South Africa, where he played the T20 competition out there and found that he was missing balls by quite a distance. And because of the injuries, he's lost his depth perception. It's not as good as it was, and may never ever get that fully back. And, you know, a player with such huge and high standards for himself, to then feel that he might not be able to regain those heights again, you know, it probably makes the decision a little bit easier than we would assume it is.
He's only 27 years old. He's a young man to be retiring from anything, let alone cricket or something like this. How do you think he's feeling? It must be a lot of frustration, probably, that's foremost.
Maybe just a weight off his shoulders as well. You know, he's obviously had a number of things to consider, and he's now made the decision. And at times that gives you clarity on what you're going to do next. You know, before it could be in an hour in or not too sure, but now that decision's been made, and he continue with the rest of his life.
And it was, I think, speaking to some people today, it was T20 where Craig will really be missed. His keeping was great, but it's T20 where he could smack the ball out of the park. I've seen him hit it into the balconies here.
Yeah, you're always going to miss a class player. I remember attending an England training camp down in Cardiff, and it was based around the 2020s, so there was a lot of range hitting. He hit it the cleanest, most consistently of any of the England batsmen at that time, and hit some huge blows there. So it would have been really interesting to see him and Chris Gayle going, because obviously Chris put a couple in the river the other night, and I'm sure Craig would have wished to emulate that. So it would have been really interesting to see, but unfortunately, you know, we're all the supporters here, the management, were all it's kind of well, we'll never see it, will we?
His career cut short, but he did get to the, you know, he won a World Cup with England, so for him that's...
Man of the match in the final. I mean, you know, 2020 World Cup, not just to be a finalist, but to be man of match in the final is, you know, testament to his qualities as a player, and, you know, a great memory for him, that, obviously, and I guess that would be up there with one of the highlights of his career.